Proclamation number 4321 of 2nd of June, 1948. Relationship of the child to the father. Supporters. It is of decisive importance for people which relationship they establish with me and how they fit into the order of eternity which is founded on the law of love. The human being has freedom of will. He is not forced into his relationship with me. He certainly belongs to me inseparably, but by virtue of his free will he can also revoke this bond of his own accord, yet by doing so he also decides his fate in eternity. The spiritual being already wanted to accomplish the separation eternally ago, and this will was enough to make the spiritual being sinful, although the separation cannot take place eternally. But the being must now also feel the effect of a separation from me as a just punishment for its wrongly used will. But the state of separation will only be lifted when the being, the spiritual being embodied as a human being, approaches me again of its own free will, when it establishes the right relationship with me, that of the creature to the Creator, that of the child to the Father, when it therefore unites with me again of its own accord and thus enters the order established by me, and fulfills the law of love. Its will must consciously turn towards me. In order to be accepted by me it must discard its previous resistance and humbly submit to my will. But my will is that the human being shapes himself into love. Then all barriers will fall, then unification will take place, then the separation will be lifted, the gulf will be bridged, the spiritual spark will have united with the Father Spirit and the meaning and purpose of earthly life will have been fulfilled. But in order to achieve this unification the human being must first be given the knowledge of his distance from me due to his former arrogance of free will. Every individual creature is responsible for its sin as well as for its return to me, for every individual being once attains the ability to know its relationship with the Creator, and through the instructions, through the imparting of my word, the sin which separates it from me and has caused the distance from me will also be made clear to it. Hence he must first detest the sin if he has recognized it and then try to reduce the distance from me by fulfilling my commandments in obedience to me. Then he will come closer to me step by step, then he will enter into the right relationship with me. He strives towards the one from whom he originated and seeks to unite with him. But what is my commandment? I only demand loving activity because only through love can the bond with me be established. And thus it follows that the human being's sole striving on earth should be to live in love, that my influence on people will only ever consist of directing their will in the right direction, that they seek me and approach me in loving activity. They must consciously strive towards me. This is so important because the state of separation cannot be remedied otherwise. And every individual must establish contact with me himself, otherwise he will never be able to reach the aim. Anyone who now understands this will also understand that the path to me will be endlessly prolonged if one wants to reach me in a roundabout way. That the time of grace granted to the human being on earth will not be utilized if the direct path to me is not taken but the human being turns to supporters who are to intercede on his behalf. Those who need a supporter lack the right relationship of a child with the father, and they will truly find it difficult to reach their aim, for earthly life is quickly over. My fatherly love wants to be distributed in abundance. But my right children are considered first who trustingly come to me and appeal to me for my love and grace. So how could I induce people to turn their thoughts towards a behavior which certainly also seeks to win beings of light but does not put me first? How could I make it my task to call upon these beings of light, who wants to be called upon first, because the connection with me is to be established if the human being is to reach his aim? The kingdom of light never influences people in the sense that a being of light, no matter how perfect it may be, is placed in the foreground. The beings of light will only ever work on my behalf and only ever try to influence people such that they join me and comply with my will. And this will only ever be to observe the commandment of love. It will only concern a person's inner shaping but never demand external actions or ceremonial customs which affect the relationship with me and have little advantage for the soul's development. Come to me like children and commune with me, and I will truly tell you what I require of you. I will guide you without external visible appearances. I will be everyone's faithful father who helps you to reach the aim. Amen.